This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the world trusts India, believes in India and is ready to build the semiconductor future with India, inaugurating Semicon India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world.
सेमीकंडक्टर की दुनिया में एक बात कही जाती है, ऑयल वाज ब्लैक गोल्ड बट चिप आर डिजिटल डायमंड्स. 21वीं शताब्दी की शक्ति छोटी सी चिप में सिमट करके रह गई है. ये चिप भले छोटी सी है लेकिन इसमें दुनिया की प्रगति को बड़ी गति देने की ताकत है. और इसलिए ही आज सेमीकंडक्टर्स का ग्लोबल मार्केट $600 बिलियन तक पहुंच रहा है.
Mr. Modi said the global semiconductor market is projected to cross $1 trillion in the coming years, and with the speed at which India is advancing, the country will secure a significant share of this market. The Prime Minister said $18 billion are being invested in 10 semiconductor projects approved since 2021. He also announced that the government will soon launch the next generation of reforms. Addressing the inaugural ceremony, Union Minister for Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, said, since the launch of the India Semiconductor Mission, the world is looking towards India with full confidence. He informed that construction of 5 semiconductor units is progressing rapidly and presented the first Made in India chip to the Prime Minister. He added that 2 more such units will begin production in a few months.
Today, construction of 5 semiconductor units is going on at a rapid pace. Pilot line of 1 unit is completed and we just presented the first Made in India chip to Honorable Prime Minister. 2 more units will start production in a few months from now. The design of 5 more units is progressing very well. Ecosystem partners for chip manufacturing are all here. Overall, we can say that the foundation of this foundational industry is laid very well.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sakh Sahkari Sangh Limited through video conferencing. The Prime Minister also transferred 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. This initiative is expected to strengthen entrepreneurship, development among rural women and accelerate the growth of community-led enterprises. Continuous rainfall has affected normal life in various parts of the country. In Uttarakhand, major rivers and mountain streams across the state are in spate. Persistent rainfall and landslides at several locations have significantly impacted daily life. A red alert for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall has been issued today for parts of Dehradun and Uttarkashi districts, while an orange alert is in effect for the remaining districts. Punjab is also battling the worst floods, having claimed 29 lives so far since August the 1st. Over 2.46 lakh people have been affected, with 1.45 lakh in Gurdaspur alone. A total of 96,061 hectares of farmland has been impacted by floods in several districts. Meanwhile, the Intermeteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Gangetic West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh today. In Sudan, more than 1,000 people have been killed in a massive landslide in the western Darfur region. A rebel group controlling the area said the landslide flattened an entire mountain village, leaving only one survivor. The death toll in eastern Afghanistan's earthquake has crossed 800, with at least 2,500 people estimated to be injured. The death toll is likely to go up as people are feared trapped under the rubble. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.5% higher during afternoon trade today. The Sensex surged 384 points to 80,749, while the Nifty advanced 124 points to 24,750 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.